This is the point at which McMurray can, if he's suspicious, make her mouth open without her willing it, and spill her deepest secrets and most personal hopes and fears. Just considering the possibility makes her feel small and contemptibly weak. But McMurray doesn't seem to notice her discomfort. He nods and looks thoughtful.
"I'm not sure anybody knows everything,"
he says ruefully. A rueful apology? From a controlling agent? "Stop jerking me around," Ramona prays, a cold knot of fear congealing in her stomach. But McMurray doesn't raise his left hand in a sigil of command, nor does he pronounce any words of dread. He just nods in false amity and gestures once again at the stairs.
"It's a mess," he explains. "Billington's a big campaign donor, and word is, we're not supposed to rock the boat. Not under this administration, anyway. It would embarrass certain folks if he were exposed, at least on our soil. And just in case anyone gets any ideas about going around control's back, he doesn't set foot on land these days. He's got the whole thing set up for remote management from extraterritorial waters. We'll have to send the Coast Guard or the Navy after him, and that would be too public."
"Too public and $2 will get you a coffee," Ramona says acidly. Then, fearful that she might have gone too far, adds, "But why did you need to bring me out here? Is it part of the briefing?" She realizes too late that this was the wrong thing to say. McMurray fixes her with a penetrating stare.
"Why else do you think you might have been ordered to the ranch?"
he asks deceptively mildly.
"Is there something I should know, Agent Random?"
A huge fist grips her around the ribs, squeezing gently.
No, sir,
she gasps, terrified. Merely annoying McMurray can have enormous, terrible consequences for her. There's nothing subtle about the degree of control the Black Chamber exercises over its subjects, or the consequences of error. The Chamber has a secret ruling from the Supreme Court that citizenship rights only apply to human beings. Ramona's kin are barely able to pass with the aid of a glamour. For failure, the punishment can be special rendition to jurisdictions where the very concept of pain is considered a fascinating research topic by the natives. But he merely stares at her for a moment with watery blue eyes, then nods very slightly, relaxing the constraint binding. The pressure recedes like the backwash of an imagined cardiac arrest.
"Very good."
McMurray turns and begins to descend the staircase at the end of the room. Ramona follows him, eager to get away from the things in the pickle jars behind the glass panels.
"I'm glad to see you've still got a sense of humor, Agent Random. Unfortunately, this is no laughing matter."
He pauses at the bottom step.
"I believe you've been here before."
Ramona's hand tightens on the stair rail until her knuckles turn white.
"Yes, sir."
"Then I won't have to explain."
He smiles frighteningly, then walks down the corridor towards one of the display rooms.
"I brought you here to see just the one exhibit, this time."
This ends Disc 5.